Now, before we start, though, I always like to pray for our pastor, Ken, and his wife. As you know, they're out of, I think they're out of town at a wedding. And then after that, this weekend, he's taking some time off to just relax a little bit, rest a little bit. And I want us to pray for him so that this weekend, today and this afternoon, he will do just that, rest and gain some strength to deal with all of you guys and myself too. Why don't we stand and let's pray for Pastor Ken and his wife. I also want you to join me in prayer. My daughter, Florence, she's 9 years old, and I'd like you to join me in prayer for her. For the last couple of days, this is new, even new to me. She's 9 years old, so for the last couple of days, she has been having a very strong, bad pain in her legs. We think it's growing pain. You know, she's 9 years old, she's growing, right? But for this week that just passed, including last night, she has been at the hospital twice now. They've done blood tests and all kinds of other tests, and they cannot find anything. And so this morning, her mother texted me saying that she's in the sixth floor at the hospital now. So the doctors are looking into it, and she's going to be there for some time. I don't know how long. And so, because they don't know what it is. And so I'd like you to join me in prayer. I think all of us here are parents or soon to be parents or will soon be a parent. And so you can understand the emotional distress for mommy and daddy. And so let's pray for that, okay? Can you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for today, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful day. Your word says that every day your mercies, your forgiveness, your love are brand new to us, Lord. And we need them. We need it, Lord. We need your forgiveness brand new every day. Your mercies brand new every day. And we thank you for that reminder, Lord. Father, we want to pray for Pastor Ken and his wife, Lord, as they're out of town. I ask, Lord, that you'll give them rest, that they'll be able to rest, Father. They'll be able to regain strength as they come back tonight or tomorrow, Father. Be with them, I pray. Father, I also pray for my daughter, Florence, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Father, I speak healing in her leg, Father. In Jesus' name, we believe that you are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We believe that you still heal today. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray that you give the doctors wisdom, the nurses patience and wisdom as well. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, I also pray for any other sickness, illnesses in this room this morning. In Jesus' name, Father, be our healer. Father God, take away every pain, emotional pain or physical pain that we might be facing today or for the last couple of days, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Let me just get some water here. Because I like to raise my voice sometimes. So I'll need some water. I want to talk to you this morning under the subject, stepping out of your comfort zone. Have you ever stepped out of your comfort zone? Only two persons, three persons, four, five, six. I have, and I'm only 45 years old, and some of you guys are older than me, so I bet you have also stepped out of your comfort zone. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to step out of our comfort zones. And God precisely uses the circumstances in our lives to push us out of our comfort zones. We all have kids or have had kids, little kids, and one of the things that they're always trying to do is they're trying to step out of their comfort zones. They start, when they're little babies, they crawl all over the place, then they need to step out of their comfort zone, and all of a sudden they're standing up, and all of a sudden they're walking. stepping out of our out of your comfort zone is a necessity for all of us. And as a church, I want to speak to you individually, but also as a church. And I want to say this, that God is always actively working to move us beyond our comfort zones. Actively working. Our God is an active God. He's never still. He's always moving us, pushing us beyond our comfort zones. He's always trying to challenge our thinking, expand our vision, and truly grasp the meaning of His word when He says, your will be done. No, our will, but your will be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? So God is always pushing us. He's always challenging us, moving us out of our comfort zone to expand our vision. And as a church, we need that, my friends. We need to know what is it that God is speaking to us these days, what God is doing in our midst today, and truly grasp what Pastor Ken has, you know, Pastor Ken has been talking about the prayer, you know, Father, Jesus teaches us how to pray. And this is one of those phrases, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean to us? As the church, what does it mean when we say, God, your will be done here in Edmondson Heights Baptist Church, here on Marina Boulevard, here in our neighborhood, here in Peterborough, Ontario, here in the north end of Peterborough? What does it mean when he says, God, your will be done here in my life, in my family, as it is in heaven? Number one. Number two, we know, and you know this, that God is all-knowing. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He knows it all, my friends. Can I get an amen to that? He knows it all. Sometimes we're wondering, oh, what's going to happen over here? And what's going to happen tomorrow? And what's going to happen next year? God already sees the whole picture. In English, we say He has an eagle's view. You know the eagle? He can see everything. He can see it from the beginning. He sees every trial, every difficulties, every mountains, every desert that we're facing as a church, as a family, as individual. He sees it all, my friends. He knows everything. Our God is all-knowing. Can I get an amen to that? Amen? You believe that? You believe that God knows everything about you? Amen. God knows everything about you. Do you believe that God knows everything about Edmondson Heights Baptist Church? Yes, He does. Of course He does. He knows everything, my friends. Number two. Number three. One of God's primary purposes for our lives is to develop in us a heart of complete dependency on Him. Isn't that amazing? Dependency on Him. And sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it? That's very hard to do. But God is the master, and we are the clay, and He's trying to develop in us a heart of complete dependency on Him. Dependency on Christ and His forgiveness, dependency on Him, that He will sustain us, that He will provide, that He will open doors for us and He will close some other doors for us, that He will bring people into our lives that will lift us. And at the end of the day, it will be a dependency on Christ, on God, knowing that all things come from Him. Amen? That's one of God's primary goals in our lives, for me, Giovanni, to depend on Him and knowing that all things work out for good, knowing that every season in my life is not just randomly happen, but rather God is working in me so that I can depend on Him and not on my own strengths. Can I get an amen to that as well? So again, I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching with you. So if I say, can I get an amen to that? You say, amen.
Amen.
Number four. My friends, we begin to uncover God's purpose for our lives only when we take a step of faith. When we step out of our comfort zones. The scriptures reminds us, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, Habakkuk 2:4 says, the righteous, you, me, us, the righteous person will live by faith, my friends. We'll live by faith every day, depending on Him, total dependency on Christ. Every day, you and I ought to learn to live by faith, my friends. And we can only do that when we step out of our comfort zone in faith, trusting that God will sustain us, that God will carry us through, that God will lift us and He will provide for us. Can I get an amen to that again?
Amen.
Amen. So let's do it again. So number one, God is actively working to move us beyond our comfort zones. God, what do you mean when you say, let your will be done on earth in Peterborough as it is done in heaven? God, we know that you know everything about us. You know my difficulties. You know my weaknesses. You know what we lack, the resources that we lack. We know what we're facing, what we're going to face tomorrow. All the challenges, the trials, Lord, you know everything about us. Why? Because you know, you are all-knowing. You're omniscient. Number three, God's main goal for our lives is to develop in us, in every single one of us, a total dependency on Him. And number four, we can only uncover God's purpose for our church, for our lives, when we take a step of faith. Amen? So I wanted to set those on the table, right? Those four principles on the table. And I want us to read Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. It's a very well-known story. You probably heard it Sunday school growing up. It's a very, very well-known story. And it's the story when Jesus walks on water, and then Peter walks on water. Okay? And it says this. It goes like this. And take a look at the underlying on the reading, okay? On purpose, I did that to bring our attention to them, okay? So it says this, immediately after, Jesus made his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up to the hills, into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for the strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. That's a very scary scene there, eh? Can you picture that? Right in the middle of Lake Ontario, okay? Far away. Let's think about Lake Ontario for a minute. And all of a sudden, you're waiting for Jesus, because he's the one that sent you there, right? But you know, he doesn't show up, the night falls, the evening is here, and all of a sudden there's winds and thunders and storms, and you don't know what to do. You're freaking out. You're scared because there's no one, nowhere to go. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. I mean, obviously, right? I would be. Would you? In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost! It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once and said, "Do not be afraid. Take courage." I am here. That's a beautiful statement, isn't it? Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water. Yes, come, Jesus said. Come. So Peter went over to the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord! Save me, Lord! He shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus says. Why do you doubt me? Why do you doubt me? When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciple worshiped him. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. That's a beautiful story, right? Have you heard that story before? Okay, so let me give you a summary of the story, okay? So the context, the summary of the story is this. You know, after performing a powerful miracle, feeding 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Now, so 5,000 men, right? So let's assume that every single one of them had a wife or a girlfriend and some kids. So we're probably looking at about 10, 15,000 people. That's an amazing miracle, I would say. Would you? Right? It was such an amazing miracle that all four Gospels, tell this miracle, right? All four Gospels count this miracle. 5,000 men. And so after performing this powerful miracle, Jesus sends his disciples ahead of him by boat to cross to the other side. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is as they're sailing away, a first storm arises and the boat is battered by waves. Just when hope seems lost, Jesus approaches them, walking on the water, and says, "Do not be afraid. Take courage. I am here." Amen. Number three, moved by faith, Peter asked to walk toward Jesus on the water. Jesus simply replies, come. That's it. That's the only thing Jesus said. I find that amazing, don't you know? Don't you think? The only thing Jesus said to him, come. No other description, no other detailed message. I mean, like, think about it. That's amazing, right? There's thunders, there's wind, there's waves, the boat is almost sinking, and you know, people are shouting, crying, everything. And the only thing Jesus says, come. That's interesting for me. And we'll take a look at that in a minute. Come. That's the only thing he says. Okay, so come. Okay, so I'll go then. Peter steps out of the boat, but as soon as he takes his eyes off of Jesus and focuses on the wind and the waves, he begins to sink. Number five, immediately Jesus reaches out, catches him, and gently asks. Look at that phrase, gently ask. Oh, Peter. You of little faith. Why do you doubt me? Why do you doubt me, Peter? Now imagine, think of this, what's happening, what's going on at the moment, right? Thunders, the sky is gray, the winds and everything going on, people are crying, shouting. And Jesus gently speaks into Peter and says, oh, Peter, why do you doubt me? That's amazing. What lessons can we draw from this story? The first one is this, and it's straightforward. Could it be that the storms we face are not just random challenges, but seasons God is intentionally leading us through for a greater purpose? You notice that? You notice the story says that Jesus made his disciples. You remember when Jesus went to the desert and he was tempted by Satan? The story says that the Holy Spirit made Jesus or led Jesus into the desert. It's the same idea here. Jesus sent his disciples on the boat to go across the lake. God is intentionally doing something among the disciples. And my friend, he's doing the same thing with us. You know, the challenges that you are facing, the challenges that we are facing as a church, might be seasons of the God is intentionally leading us through for a greater purpose. Do you believe that? I believe that. Nothing happens randomly for God's children, my friend. Nothing. Whether it is good things or bad things or uncertainties, my friends, God is looking after us, looking after you. He knows what's going to happen. He knows how things started. He knows what's going to happen along the way. God is omniscient. He knows it all. He has a plan for our lives. He has a plan for Edmondson Heights Baptist Church. He has a plan for Giovanni, for Susan, for Heather, Enrico, Ken, every single one of us, my friends. And God leads us intentionally into the storms. Now, if that's true, and I believe it is, then our posture should echo the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, where he says, that is precisely why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships. Amen? In persecutions, in difficulties. I delight in weaknesses, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen? That's a posture. That's an attitude of a heart that says, God, here I am. You know me. You know me from the inside out. You know everything about me, Father. For when I am weak, for when I don't know what to do, when I don't have resources, when I don't have the health that I used to have, when I don't have that job that I used to have, when my family breaks down, when my wife and my husband walks away, when everyone walks away, and I find myself in weaknesses, that's precisely when I am strong, because when I am weak, you carry me through. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say amen to that. For when you are weak, from when Edmondson Heights Baptist Church doesn't have all the resources, that's precisely when we are strong. Because we don't depend on our resources. We depend on Christ, our hope, our living hope. Amen, my friends. For when we don't have what we used to have, for when we don't have the resources, for when we don't have the answers, for when we don't have that door open anymore, that's when it's precisely I can depend more on Christ. Because He is my resource. He is my strength. I look up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and the earth. That's our God, my friends. He is the maker of heaven and the earth. He has all the resources. And for when I am weak, for when I realize that I cannot do it on my own, for when I realize that I cannot make it on my own, that's precisely the right attitude, the right season in my life where I can only and only and only and only depend on Christ. Amen? Could it be that the storms we face are seasons that God is intentionally leading us through. You see it there, right? God sent his disciples. Go across the lake. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Because apparently they didn't learn the lesson feeding the 5,000. So there was another lesson he wanted to teach them. And he sends them. He makes them go in the boat. Amen? Number two. My friends, Jesus always shows up. Amen? Jesus always shows up. Let's say that with me, in fact. Jesus shows up. I don't think we had coffee this morning. Let's say that again. Jesus always shows up. May I ask you to turn to the person beside you and tell them, Jesus always shows up, my friends. In the middle of our chaos, he comes to us and he speaks peace. Because he is peace. He is the Prince of Peace, my friends. We might not have all the answers. We might not have all the resources. We might not have all the health that I used to have. But he is my peace in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the storms, when the storms are battering my boat and I don't know what to do, when thunders and the sky is gray and I don't have all the answers. I can have peace because Christ is coming to me, and Christ has never left me, has never forsaken me, my friends. The prophet Isaiah says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always, say always with me, always sustain you with my righteous hand. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. God always shows up. The Holy Spirit will always be with you, my friends. And you know one thing? As Christians, we don't live by emotions. Oh, Pastor, I don't know what to do. We don't live by emotions. We live by truth. And the truth is that God will never leave you. My friends, you know, I just got that news from my daughter. And I was this close to give up this morning. But I had to remember that Christ will never leave me. He will always show up. If my Christian life is all by emotions, all of us will give up. But our lives is not emotion based. Our life is truth based. It's anchored in truth, in Christ, my friend. In the middle of our chaos, he comes to us. Emmanuel, God with us. The God of the Christian faith is not a distant God. The God of the Christian faith is not up on the mountain that we have to climb up to. No, the God of the Christian faith came down the mountain to die for me on the cross. That's the God of the Christian faith. It's not someone up there at the mountain that I have to climb up and have to do all these things to please him. No, God came down, my friend. He left his glory up in heaven to die for you and for me and to offer us salvation, forgiveness of our sin. Isn't that amazing? Jesus always shows up. And we see it there. Jesus knew. He knows everything. He's omniscient. He knew that by sending the disciples into the water, into the lake, he knew there was a storm coming. He knew that the boat was going to be battered by the winds and the waves. He knew. Perhaps the trial that you're facing, God already knew it. And nonetheless, he's making you go through it. Because Jesus always shows up. Amen? Number three. When he calls us, he rarely provides a full roadmap. Can you say an amen to that? If you have been a Christian for quite some time, you know what I mean. He never gives you a detailed plan. I wish he did, but he never does. Instead, he invites us to trust him. My friend, when God calls you, when God called Edmonds and Hyde's Baptist Church to be in the north end of Peterborough, he didn't give us a detailed roadmap of what's going to happen 60 years ago, to 20 years ago, to 10 years ago, to 3 years ago, to 2025. No, we walk by faith. Remember what I said at the beginning? That we walk by faith, not by sight, my friend. We walk in towards him by faith, trusting in him that he will be the one providing for all of our needs. He will provide for all of our needs. But he requires of us, he invites us to trust him. Obedience often begins with a single step of faith, not a detailed plan. And sometimes we want to see everything. Sometimes we want to see what's going to happen. Oh, Pastor, and in the charismatic circles, we're always running after the prophets and the apostles. Pastor, give me a word from God. I want to see. I want to know what's going to happen. Is this the person I'm supposed to marry? Is this the church I'm supposed to attend? Is this the neighborhood that I'm supposed to live in? Is this the house? Pastor, help me, pray for me. And God says, trust me. Trust my leading. If you were to ask me if I knew what I was going to go through 3 years ago, I would have laughed at you. Because I didn't know. I didn't know that my family was going to crumble down. I didn't know that I was going to lose my house. I didn't know that I was going to lose some friends. But I knew that God was always going to show up. And I knew that if I trust in God, he was going to lead me through it. Amen? Praise God. Somebody say praise God. When he calls us, he never, I should have put never. I said rarely, but the reality is that he never gives us a detailed plan, my friends. Trust him. What is it that you're facing? Trust. Trust him. What is it that you're facing? Trust him. Step out in faith and say, God, I believe you. God, I don't have the resources. I don't have what I used to have. Father, but I'm trusting you. I'm trusting in your word. And you know, our society nowadays are crazy about the future. Oh, and we go to places where they can read our hands. Witchcraft. That's witchcraft for me. I read my hand and tell me what's going to happen. Oh, can you give me some things that I can drink and perhaps I can know more? What do you see in this crystal ball? We're always looking, wanting to know. The Christian faith is faith. The Christian faith is trusting in God, my friend. Amen? I'll give you an illustration. This is very powerful. This is very important that we understand this. You know, in the Bible, God calls us that we are sheep. You know, S-H-E-E-P. So forgive my accent, but sheep, right? Not sheet, but sheep. What is it? Sheep. Sheep. You know, God in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New Testament compares us to sheep, right? And one of the characteristics of sheep is that their eyes are not very developed. Their eyesight is not strong. But one trait of sheep is their hearing. You know? And so the shepherd, the pastor, knows that. And so what he does is that he doesn't really focus on sheep looking at him, but rather on sheep hearing his voice. You see what I'm saying? Are you following me? That's precisely the same with us. So I'll give you an illustration. I asked Enrico to come up here. And so I'm a sheep, okay? So here's the illustration. I am a sheep. Enrico is God. Enrico is the shepherd, okay? And so this is what happens many times. We want to see everything. We have a tendency to see everything. Don't ask me who wears this at home. But by the color, you can tell. Okay? Pastor, I want to see everything. Tell me what's going to happen tomorrow. And tell me what's going to happen to the church. And tell me what's going to happen to my job. We're always wanting to know everything, a detailed plan. And here we are, looking. But the Bible says that the shepherd, that the sheep hears God's voice saying, come. And so here I am. And all you have to do and all I have to do is to hear his voice saying, come and follow me. So here I am. Enrico, go ahead. Yeah, oh, what?
Follow me.
Oh, so I need to hear his voice. I need to hear his voice. Okay? I need to hear his voice.
Follow me.
Follow you. Okay, where is he leading me to? I don't know, but I'm trusting his voice.
Giovanni, follow me.
Oh, amen. Praise God. I need to hear his voice. You need to hear his voice. And sometimes what we do is we're hearing other voices. Society and the news. But what we need to do, thank you, Enrico, what we need to know, to hear is his voice calling us. Nor is here. Jesus, only the only word he says is come. Follow me. When he found his disciples, the only thing he told his disciples, follow me. That's it. Not a detailed roadmap. Not a detailed plan for your life. All he said is, follow me. Come. Follow me. You know, just recently, this summer, spring and summer, some of us organized two events. You know, the big giveaway. It was called the big giveaway. At the end of the springtime, and then at the end of the summer, we did the fall festival. You know, we didn't have a detailed plan, and trust me, we didn't have all the resources. It was just a couple of us trying to brainstorm the best way to bless the community, the best way to tell our neighbors that we love them, and so does God. We didn't have it all together. But we could hear, and Susan could hear her God's voice saying, do it. Follow me. That's it. No detailed plan. No resources. All we had was an idea. All we had was a desire to bless the community. And we were able to do those events, and we were able to come on positive. We were able to bless the community, and we were able to do some connections with some of the people in our community. When you trust, when you step out of faith, amen? Praise God. It's not about how much faith we have, but who our faith is in. It's not about how much faith we have. Because if it was dependent on faith, then that works, because then we can walk around and say, yeah, look at my faith. I have lots of faith. We were able to do all these events with all the resources because we had faith. But it's not the quantity of faith, my friends. It is rather the object of your faith. It's rather who is your faith anchored on. Amen? You know, Jesus says to Peter, Why do you doubt me? I was the one that spoke to you. I was the one that gave you the mission and the vision. I was the one that called you out of the boat. Why do you doubt me, Peter? Never mind the winds and the storms and the waves and the thunders and the everything. No, Peter, trust in me. I am your sustainer. I am your provider. I am the one who's going to lead you through it. And he says to Peter, why do you doubt me? Instead, you look at the budget. Instead, you looked at the building. Instead, you looked at the programs. No, Peter, trust me, because I will be the one providing for every need that you need or that you have. Why do you doubt me? Edmondson Heights Baptist Church, I'm asking you this morning, why are we doubting Jesus? Don't doubt Jesus. He is our provider. He is calling us out of the boat, to step out of the boat into a new season where God, I believe God, is intentionally pushing us through. Why are we doubting Christ? Why are we doubting God? Why are we doubting His provision? Why are we doubting His Holy Spirit? Why are we doubting His voice, calling us and saying, come, follow me? Amen? It's not about how much faith we have. It's not about how much resources we have. It's not about how big our building or how small our building is. It's about who are we trusting this morning? Who are you trusting this morning? Who is your faith on? Is it on your bank account? Is it on your health, physical health? Or does it go beyond all of that? And says, in spite of it all, yes, I have difficulties. Yes, I have lack of resources. I don't have it all together. But my strength comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and the earth. Amen. Amen. I'll ask you to stand on your feet if you're willing and able with me. My friends, do we lack resources in this church? Yes, of course we do. Do we need more people? Yes, of course we do. Do we need to have more programs? Yes, we do. It's obvious. Personally, do you need a miracle in your life? Obviously you do. And we pray that you get your miracle. We pray that your answers that your prayers are answered. But beyond all of that, you can have peace in the middle of chaos. You can have rest in the middle of all of that. You can trust in God because He is the one that provides for every need, my friends. And because He is the provider, He is the sustainer, then my faith is anchored on Him and not on what I see. Amen?